We'll be right back. sucks.
Hello. It's me. Yes, hi, welcome to another edition of Radio Redux Live, the only radio show that can claim that is Radio Redux Live. Right, the song you just listened to was the Hyrule Field theme from Ocarina of Time, the rearranged version from the Ocarina of Time rearranged soundtrack. And the reason I played that was, it appeared on my iPod and I liked it, so I thought I'd play it again on there. Hello to everyone in the IRC, that includes Joshua, Dreadnax, Chris, SNK, Rory, Violet, AIRC guest 17851199 number 110, Chaotix X, Darth Danion, Digi, the Girdle, Valentine, Disco Ponies, Falk, Fang, who is asleep, Fly Fox, who is asleep, presumably we're not asleep together, Hyper Busy, Kogan, Louis, Miles Prower, Wide, who is missing, Ping, who is timed out, that's rather appropriate, Roboshi, Rokepop, Shades, Speednux, Spinball Wizard, Timbard, Tails himself is here, yay, Turbo, and Vigor. Yes, loads of people there today in the IRC. Hello to everyone who's stuck around following the Sonic Hour. I'd like at this point in time just to give a little plug to Tiger's Eye, because frankly the stuff that Rory has started saying before Spin shut him up sounded jolly interesting, so tune in to the next episode of Tiger's Eye and hopefully he'll be able to tell us more about it. So yes, Dreadnax goes, hello, AA, you okay? Yes, that's very good. And Lang Sniper is now awake. Excellent. So, what's going on this week? Well, we've got lots going on. I've got various tracks to down here from several games, actually. Including a little Portal session. Joe Forever will finally get his 6 degrees of Sonic Separation answered, because apparently I hadn't answered it, and he actually put it in there sort of before the original Eon collapsed, which was quite a long time ago. I may sound slightly different, by the way. Thanks to Rory again, Rory Jocelyn. I have been able to bypass my failing sound card with a nice little bit of technology, sort of USB mic ensemble type me do. So I'm able to use the nice Labatech mic, and I don't have to wear the headset, which is all pretty cool. So, news being new and plural S, so multiples of new, presumably. Yeah, there's not much, to be honest. Not much has already been covered. Already been covered in the Sonic Show, or sorry, Sonic Hour. Yeah, not much to be said, really. yeah, so we got. There's one thing that Mr. Dreadnax forgot to mention, apart because we had all the nonsense, as you know, with Sonic World Adventure. That was fun, children. The static's loud, apparently. Okay, let's move over here. Can you hear me nicely now? Is that fine by you? That's fine by you? Listen to the lovely sound of my voice. Are you all happy in the IRC? Yes? No? 3 bags full. One for Master, one for Dame. Oh, it's Rory dressed up in the dress again. Yeah. So you can hear me now, yes? And there's no staticness, presumably. Good, Disco Poses, no. Good, he has ears, he can listen. So, Earthheart's still got static, I don't know. Try peppermint. So there was actually another blog up on the blog mix, sorry. That was from this Chronicles Diaries series. Stephen McGarry, who is sort of a public relations type manager person, he's put up the blog. He's written the blog. So if you want to find out some more details about Sonic Chronicles, the Dark Brotherhood, and how it all comes about. It doesn't all come about by magic, you know. We don't actually send Sonic off on these adventures and then sort of record them with a camera for posterity. It's actually a very vast team of people. So the first one was from BioWare, and now the second one is from Sega Europe. And we'll be having some SOAs and some SOJs maybe, and more BioWares and more SOEs and all these lots of SOs basically. So you can do the usual stuff. Stefan does indeed rock. As Drake would know, because he's had dealings with him, so there we go. Yes, so you can do the usual thing for when we have the questions and answers. Answer some questions in Q&A UK. You can drop me a line at radioredux@sonicrex.com. You can drop me a private message in the IRC chat room if you are in there. Or, of course, you can call the Radio Redux hotline, or text the Radio Redux hotline, made famous by the Night Skies. Digi's managed to get in the IRC this time, so it probably won't actually ever be used. But you can, if you do have my mobile number, you can text me. If you don't have my mobile number and you text me, I'll be most surprised. I wonder where you got the mobile number from. And then there might be beatings. Of a stick. Of a nail. So, yeah, crack on with the show. It's been one of those weeks, folks. you may remember I was going to announce some amazing, terrific thing that was going to shock and sensationalise you all into, oh, MFGs. Actually, that's a good question. Why does Rory Jocelyn always say, oh, MFG, oh my god, like he's Indian? There's something going on there that we don't know about. But, yeah, so I was going to do this lovely, big, massive thing, and it was all going to be, ooh, and you were going to go, and one of you was going to go, but, yeah, basically, it's not happening. It's not happened. So, that's been put back until further notice, much to my annoyance. Yeah, just annoyance, really. But we have much more other pressing things to talk about, like the Summer of Sonic. As like I said, please go to, if you're interested in going to the Summer of Sonic event, it is worth it, trust me, as some of the people is actually involved in it, involved in the whole scheme of things. Dreadnought is the public face, he is the pretty one, I'm the ugly one. I stand behind him in the shadows. Pay no attention to that online community manager in behind the curtain. Yeah, there's lots of groovy stuff. In fact, the beginning of this week was very, very profitable because I went to the main Sega HQ to have several meetings to do with Summer Sonic, and basically, a couple of things materialised out of these, with people saying, oh yes, you can have this. I was like, oh, I didn't ask for that. Are you sure? Oh yes, we'll sort out this item for you. Well, that's pretty cool. Isn't that like sort of like technically a world exclusive? It's like, well, if nobody mentions it or shows it, then yes, that would be a world exclusive for you. I went, that would be cool. Any instance of world exclusive at a Sonic Con is pretty damn good. Yeah, so, yes, if you want to give us a bell, then I take any size. They're fitting the room pretty nicely. Just make sure the clack is on it, you know. Make sure there's no hammer in it, because I'll trip over it in the middle of the night, bash my head in it, you know, I'll upset the people downstairs. Rory says SOS will consist of many people standing around wondering why they bothered coming.
Oh, really? I think not.
Trust me, it is worth you coming, if not to take part in the competition. There is no booze at the Summer of Sonic. There's no booze. So get that out of your head to begin with. Everyone will enjoy themselves if I have to kill myself in order to do it, which I'm sure some of you will find entertaining. But we have a call on the night on the night's line. I wonder who it's from. Apparently, I forgot all about the news about Sonic in the top 100 best characters. Yes, that is completely right, Herfart. I completely did. So. There was a poll on Games Master, I believe it was, and it was the top 100 games characters, and I think you can guess who came in at number one. Has a moustache, small hat, likes to make very silly sounds a lot. Yes, Hitler came in first, but in second place, a very close second place, came Sonic, which I'm sure we can all be proud of. Mario and Sonic came very, very high up indeed, but 17th, I think it was, in the top games. Very reassuringly, there was no character from the Sonic universe in the top 10 worst game characters. That was very reassuring, considering how many that could have gone in there, not mentioning any names. Raggy! But what was very surprising, and I'll tell you, when I was told this, I just laughed. I just laughed at you. I just laughed at all of you. That I was right all along. Apparently, the 22nd best game ever was Shadow the Hedgehog. Oh, yeah. Which I think was like the third Sonic game, third highest Sonic game. It was like Mario and Sonic, Sonic the Hedgehog, as in the original Sonic, and then Shadow. Other games that featured in there was Sonic Adventure 1 and Sonic Heroes, came about 47th or something. You can check it up on the Games Master website, or which I'm sure Earthhub will give us a nice link to in the IRC. We've got messages coming in already. Spinox says, would you like a promotion at Sega, and do you want to work your way to the top, so to speak? I am working my way to the top, Spinox, as I'm working very hard. There is always this talk of me becoming more focused on Sonic, which is pretty good, because I thought that was precisely why I joined the company. Funny that. There's all this talk about consolidating and separating off into sort of branded areas, which would be fantastic, because I've actually been to concentrate on Sonic a bit more. My current aim is to become head of Sonic Commission, bear in mind the job that's being currently done, according to the opinion of most people, I think I can better that and help things out and stuff. No doubt it won't be long before I'm doing the entirety of the game by myself, just chained to a rock somewhere with a computer, a small orange, as my only means of sustenance. I'd have to eat the moss growing off the rock and suck the dew that had condensed between its leafy folds. So that answers Beanux's question. I personally can't do 9 to 11 next week, because we'll see next week we've got all this stuff going on for Sonic's birthday. Woo! Apparently he's 17 or something like that. It's meant to be a big thing. Really meaningful. 17. Yeah. So I'll be doing 9 to 11 and playing some music from 1999 to the present, which actually, bear in mind, that incorporates, 9 years is pretty good. I've got a pretty good show lined up there, I think. Yes. So I'm going to hit you with some more music now. What music shall we have? Because I had some stuff lined up. We have a request. That's what we have. We have a request. Now, where has that request gone? Somebody's stolen it. I hope people want to steal my stuff. Terrible. Yes, we have a request for The Ark, which was a track from Shadow the Hedgehog, and that was a request by Mr. Strata. So it was Mr. Strata. This one's coming up just for you. See you in a bit.
Radio Redux. Listener request.
I become head of the Sonic Committee, Tails is doomed.
The IRC has just somehow has kind of proved the point that I was going to make, in that people were, as soon as I said that Tails would be doomed if I got in charge of the Sonic Committee, everyone just went, "Oh my god, no, you can't kill off Tails, how could you, your popularity is going down, I hate you now." But it's kind of the point I was trying to make in was going to be, but I've said this before, is that one of the things people need is for Eggman to be slightly more bad. He needs to be move him away from the cuddliness factor, and there needs to be a reason for you to actually greatly fear him. As Roshi just pointed out, Tails' death would be a cool story point. That the only real way were there to get some, you know, some real beef going back into the whole the whole Robotnik Eggman thing, would be for him to, you know, kill off one of the characters. And as I mentioned, I think on the last show, it would kind of be too obvious for that person to be Knuckles, because Knuckles is along the sort of lines of, you know, he will sort of sacrifice himself by the way of his personality, but not very nature of his personality. He will sacrifice himself for a cause. Whereas Tails, being like this sort of still sort of semi-innocent, if you like, and still and being, you know, very integral part of the Sonic universe, it's technically what the fourth character, the fourth main character that was designed, and if you count obviously Sonic, Eggman, and Vector, then Tails would be the fourth character. So if Tails was suddenly, you know, buy it, big style, that would be everyone going and more importantly, if it was permanent. I'm under no inclination to believe that Cyborg Tails would be a particularly interesting plot point. Then we can have Eggman sending out hordes of Tails dolls to taunt Sonic and drive him slowly insane. So yeah, that was the point I was going to make. Questions and answers. Answer some questions with some Q&A. Okay. Actually, one of the things I wanted to do first was, we're kind of rather spoiled for news services now, because obviously we've got Sonic News, which is very, very good. We've got TSSZ, that's returned, that's very, very good. And we have this other one, which is thesonicfeed.com, which combines all the feeds from all the various sites, including the likes of the Blognik, and Rex, and SSN, TSS, AWOL, BBC, KFC, RN the Tide, MI5, B-Sky-Boo, and the rest. But yeah, so check that out, because obviously all your feeds belong to us. By us, I mean them. It's one of the latest brainchild from Mr. Disco Ponies. He of the horsey wearing the white shirt and the 70s quiff. I'd check that out if I were you, most certainly. So questions and answers, answer questions, Q&A, okay. What do we have? Speednux asks another question. Again, what is it with Speednux and sexual questions? Speednux GTFO. Let's go to which should we go to first? Let's go to the That's interesting. I was going to go to the ReadyRox email, but for some reason I have been logged out. So ReadyRox. Password is and we find that we have some questions, presumably. Come on. I've got another question from SMX. I love sending in questions. Question one. If there's something strange in the neighbourhood, who are you going to call? The police, presumably, because you know that sting is really handy with an axe, and you'll be able to scare everyone away with his axe. And if he hasn't got his axe, he can always use his lute. Or his harpsichord, whatever it is he's playing nowadays. Version 2 is, do current events
make it fit to put a leash on Sonic? Current events, no. Sultana events, most certainly. Those evil Sultanas and their ways, you know, it's something, you know, something's got to be done about them. I know we as a country in the UK have tried to put sanctions on them, economic and political, putting some pressure on them, and we've got Malta in to negotiate between us and try and reach a settlement on the issue. But frankly, their attitude at the bargaining table was unbecoming for the severity of the situation that they had themselves created. So I don't personally hold up much hope for these talks, and it's a shame, really, because as a result, all of you have to pay 10 pence on the pound extra tax for the next 5 years. Sorry. Question three is, did you... What? This is. Did you breal reality? Did you break reality? No, I didn't break it. Because if I broke it, I'd have to pay for it, and that was sort of paying for the entirety of reality is something that I don't particularly want to happen. Next question, again from SMS, crikey SMS, is that how many licks does it take to get to the centre of a jawbreaker? Depends entirely on how big the jawbreaker is, presumably. And how wet and powerful and large your tongue is. How long is your tongue in the IRC? There's a discussion topic for you. The other one is, can I say Summer of Sonic, Summer of Sonic, Summer of Sonic 3 times fast? Any more people wanting to me to answer questions? Sorry, I'm a bit off today because I'm just. I'm with disappointment. It kind of sucks because I'm actually, as you may be able to tell from the title of the show, which is this show number 102, which is a. Happy holidays. I am actually on a holiday at the moment. So, you know, that's kind of cool. people are going, you can't have a holiday in the UK. Surely not. You work 7 days a week. But no. No. Frankly, it's a shame because the whole, I think this whole announcement thing was going to tie into the holiday very nicely. And as a result, no, it's not. So I've got 3 days on a period which is going to be, which is actually very turned out to be one of the most busiest periods I could have decided to take a day off holiday. I've got 3 days off. I've got Monday to Wednesday off. Thursday I am doing this community day thing in London, and Friday I'm not in the office, so I've basically got a week off really. But I'm still going to have to keep an eye on things because just. Much work there is at the moment. Let's talk about the Tails dolls. Digi asks, how do we create a Knights Committee? The Knights Committee is one man. I think you know who he is. So Izuka just needs some Izuka needs some lovin', and that's no lie. So if you want to do what Coden suggests, I don't know, might get you somewhere. Roboshi asks, which is the most obscure Sonic character you are a fan of? That's quite tricky. How do you define obscure? How do you define obscure Sonic? Because they do tend to materialise again, one way or another, in reference or what have you. I mean, the other problem is, in terms of
thoughts in terms of Sonic is that the obscure characters are become no longer obscure because all the fans gravitate towards them and become fans of them, and so they're never really obscure because there's big massive groups attached to various characters and stuff. I suppose in terms of games appeared, I'm a well-known fan of Takao. I still think that Takao is, in terms of what could be done with this character, is one of the most underutilized characters in the Sonic canon, if you like. Another character I think who's quite underused in terms of the modern day ones is the Commander, because now you've got this quite strange dynamic going on within Gun. The other one's Espio, I suppose, but Espio's not really that underutilised anymore, is he, really? Who's just appeared in the chat room? X7's appeared in the chat room, and Louis back and left and back and left, back, left. Johnny Lightfoot was not in a Sonic game. That's not. Johnny Lightfoot is a creation of Lon Saganus. So, what other questions do we have? Oh, Earthhouse chimed in. What do you want? He says, how do we get you into the Sonic Committee? Or who do we have to kill? Well, the only way to get me into the Sonic Committee is to,
destroy them.
No. Basically, I'm not going to get into the Sonic Committee. Guys, you must be joking. They don't even know what I do. You know, they know what I do in terms of job-wise. They don't know how important, you know, I don't know how important I am in terms of not being presented here, but how important I am in terms of integral to the online fan base. Japan doesn't grip that at all. They simply don't get it at all. Although saying that, Izuka-san thanked me the other day when I emailed him for the stuff that I did for Nights, which is quite cool. So. I did mention the whole I did mention in passing the whole self question that it's such a strange reaction. Earth says, you know that I can hire him on the side for the odd stealth mission. If I had the money to hire you for a stealth mission, I would be living a lot better than I am at the moment. So yes, what other questions do we have going on to the Inferial Online questions thread? Who is this? This is by somebody. Oh, it's more SMX questions. Let's get this out of the way. If Knights met Sonic, what would they do? They'd say hello, because they've seen him so many bloody times. Question two, what's your feelings on Chronicles? My feelings on Chronicles is, yeah, looking forward to that. Question three is, Mac or PC? I'd say Mac, because it's very difficult to eat a big PC. Not very tasty. You can cut up all your gums. Question four is, do you think Sonic pities Mario? Nobody pities Luigi. And question five, why is Octopore so popular? Because he has eight hands. And all ladies love eight hands. Oh, yeah. San Fran asks, is the overall script quality of the Sonic series in gradual decline? depends upon your point of view. I mean, originally they didn't have a script, so... Is having a script best than not having a script? Right, really? And question two is, Chaotix X ever going to come back? I don't know. I mean, it'd upset the boys if Chaotix X didn't come back, because then they'd be unemployed again, and then you'd have Vector bursting in here. But you don't want to hear what Vector says.
Or do you really want to hear what Espio says? Espio would be really bored at this point. I'm going to answer the next question just as Espio, because I might as well. Dear AAUK, have you seen Indy 4 yet? I'm pretty certain, haven't you answered that question already, AAUK?
Yeah.
No, never mind. Demas the Echidna says, hi AAUK, you pronounced my name wrong last time. It's pronounced Dem-S. Sure it's going to get really confusing with Dem-X. Here are my questions. Why is Knuckles 15 in Sonic 3 and 16 in Sonic Heroes? Well, the planet that we sort of inhabit has a very, very large orbit around the sun. So that's why the years are actually very, very long. It would be more surprising if Knuckles was 15 in Sonic Heroes and then 16 in Sonic 3. That would have been really confusing. But luckily enough, that's not the case. He asks the question, says, where do you get your sprites? Well, where do you get your sprites?
Well, I've got them around for a while, that's all. It's, various things, like, oh, what's the name of that sprite resource place that I can't remember? Green Forest Zone, is that it? I don't know. Somebody will correct me. Earthlot asks a question and says, can we forward the idea of BioWare doing a sequel to the Dark Brotherhood with the Brotherhood of Metallics? I'm not so sure what's happening in terms of any other dealings with BioWare now, unfortunately. Especially now that EA's got got their hands on it.
EA sucks.
Yeah, they do. Well, are you staying around in it? Because, you know, I don't... It's bad enough doing my voice, and doing yours as well.
Well, I was thinking I was going to stay around, but, you know, we'll hang around in the background.
Charmy's not here, is he?
No.
Okay. So. Luigi's indeed the king of second bananas. Stop Tsuki Bad Luigi! Spinux asks, what are your thoughts on how the Chaotix crew are portrayed in Sonic X? Espio? You want to field this one?
No.
Okay. Espio's not bothered. So, I'm not bothered either. You know, I think it's great that they're even in it. T-Bird's off. That's a pity. T-Bird's off. I shall see you later, T. Say bye-bye, Mr. T.
Bye, T-Bird.
And he's gone. Almost. He's off to see the Hulk. The wonderful Wizard of Hulk. Yeah, the Hulk's... The Hulk annoyed me this morning. Not personally, obviously, because, you know, I don't think I could take the Hulk in a flight. But, the game managed to annoy me for the first time ever this morning. And it actually was after I finished story mode. And there's a mini game in it, which is like a whack-a-mole game. We've got sort of 16 targets around a baseball pitcher's mound, I think it is. And they pop up, and you've got a... apparently there's a helicopter outside my house. I'm guessing that's my fan from the computer. Okay, guys, I guess that's my... If that's what you're hearing something. Right, luck, I've just turned it away a bit, so except it's going as well. Everyone's leaving. Not that boring, surely. There's no helicopter outside my house. There normally is. You'd be surprised. There normally is. Fang Sniper just says something that I don't even understand. Questions. Right. Where can I download some Satam Sonic Underground Sonic X episodes for free? I suppose downloading them for profit, or downloading them for money, I suppose. I don't know. I don't know anymore, honestly. I honestly don't know. I would suggest you pay money for them, because a bit of that money will go to me in sort of some way. So I'm gonna say you pay that damn money for me. There's lots of questions from Dennis. When is T-Bird coming back? I don't know when T-Bird's coming back. Maybe T-Bird can answer that question sometime. Funny enough, actually, T-Bird's just given me a parting message, a parting shout-out to Disco Ponies. I'm wondering whether or not I should sing it, or maybe somebody else should sing it. Okay, we'll leave it up to the IRC. You can either have the message from T-Bird done by me, Big, Jet, Charmy, Esper, or Vector. I'm going to leave it up to you. I'm going to leave it there until people come to an agreement on whether like, the message is done, who's got the message done. All of them will be bad. Even my voice is bad, so get used to it. I'll leave it up to you. Spinox says, can I have a hug? Can Espio give me a hug? No.
No.
He says, what about Riala? I can't do Riala. I can't do Riala's voice. Sorry. Let's see what we got. So we've got one for Jet, one for Big. Two for Big. Another one for Jet. One for Vector. Another one for Jet. One for Vector. One for Big. One for Jet. I think it's going to be Jet at this rate. Jet. Ugh, Jet the Hawk, man. Jet the Hawk is literally like taking your vocal cords and just destroying them. So I'm so glad you've agreed for that. So, Sam.
I can end the Jet now! Where is the extreme gear?
Right.
T-Bird says, tell Disco Ponies he's beautiful, no matter what they say, and words can't bring him down. So he's beautiful today.
Yeah, it's kind of like, a suckle kind of laugh. I normally do a pretty good Jet. I haven't done Jet for ages, so, yeah, that was that. People immediately chase them once the object is big. Actually, can you imagine? Actually, that's going to be something somebody does. I mean, sing beautiful in the style of the character.
You're beautiful, Froggy, no matter what they say. And words can't bring you down. Yeah. He was cute.
More questions! We have more questions. Redman622 says, when you answered my last set of questions, you never told me you thought China would take over the world someday. I said, everyone hates you guys and everyone hates us, obviously referring to the US and UK. His first question is, supposing you're right, does everyone hate the US and UK when all we do is break our asses giving charity, support, protection and democracy to the world? Number one, the US don't give as much money as the UK does in terms of things. Also, I don't count giving democracy as barging into a country with a gun. That's not really democracy, that's something else entirely. It's that people didn't really hate the US so much as they have hated the US in the last sort of 12 years or so. Not quite really sure what it is. I think it's because the US got more confident in itself and sort of going, yeah, we are right. And yeah, we're always right. Which unfortunately is something that has to be. There was something about the demeanour of the US where it sort of upped its arrogancy quota quite a lot. It always played to its stereotype a bit, which is a slight problem. But yeah, there is this thing. Everyone hates us because, well, everyone hates the UK because of the Empire. You know, jeez. Oh, you damn! That's the thing. That's one of the lowest levels. Damn colonials! You're trying to start an empire again. It's like, no, we're trying to help. Fine, just go over there and die. Whatever. Question two is: speaking of the Revolutionary War, do they call it something different over there in Britain, seeing as how you lot were the ones revolting? Do they call it like the Colonial War or something? I'm assuming you're talking about the American War of Independence, which I think is known throughout the world as the American War of Independence. Colonial Wars, not really calling that. Question three is, I don't seem to remember telling you to stop yawning. No, somebody else told me to stop yawning. Do I have the innate power to comment on your show through the Q&A UK system? As you are recording the show, presumably. I don't know. P.S. I believe you all, as in the Brits, burned the White House in the War of 1812. I'm not sure. It could have been the Dutch mercenaries, but I highly doubt that you would have given the honour of burning our caps to the Dutch. No, it was the Dutch. It was the Dutch Canadians or something. I can't quite remember. They burned the White House down. In whatever it was. I'm not sure it was the War of 1812, actually. But yes, they something to do with taxes or something, and they marched on Washington, and they raised their sucker to the ground. I need to find out more about that. I have to do some research and bet you to find out if you're wrong, in which case I will say the great AUK was wrong. And if I was right, I will say the great AUK was right, and Redman 62 was wrong. But I would actually quite like to know some more about that. X7, who's just left, asks, how does it feel having done a live show? It feels pretty damn groovy. He also asks, if we don't go to Ravenhall, then who does? Ravens. And just members of the Crow family in general, you know. A blackbird's not that inclined to go, because, you know, it's got a limp, it's got family. It has to make a wage. And, you know, the tubes are always late, so it has trouble getting in. It gets warned by the manager. First question from X7 says, if Spider-Man does whatever a spider can, then what does the Hulk do? Hulk smash! Smash! Hulk the best there is. Hulk the strongest there is. Yeah. So again, I didn't sort of go on to that whack-a-mole thing, did I? Yeah, there's a minigame in there for this whack-a-mole thing, but you've actually got this tank turret that you use as a mallet. And it's the most annoying thing in the world, because when you aim at it, and you aim at one of these targets, obviously the targets are going up and down as well, but if you aim at a target, you have to hit it plumb on. And wherever you aim, you either aim to the left or to the right. There is no middle ground. So I literally spent 2.5 hours on this morning to try and get this gold medal, and it's driving me crackers. Because there was occasions where I've had like 15, there's like three, there's got 5 seconds left, and there's just enough time for me to pick up a replacement mallet, because eventually the mallets will sort of decompose just under the stress. They'll just literally break up, and so you have to pick another one. And so it'll either be a case of
pick it, you got 15, you need 16 to get the guard medal, and either the hammer won't respawn, or alternatively, the target won't come up. There's one target left. I had like, I'd say 8 seconds left of number 15. I was in the centre of it all, doing like 360 turns to find out where this target is, right? And the target didn't pop up. So she's like, "Oh, screw it, don't play the whack-a-mole game." It's a mini game, so the story is fantastic, but yeah, that mini game just kind of screwed it all for me. Just annoyed the hell out of me. Yeah, whack-a-mole is literally it's either a screen breaker or it's a controller breaker. It's that severe, I think. Digi's off to bounce. He's off to bounce with his missus. Insert your own innuendo there. We had some more questions. Spinux, I'm going to guess Spinux has asked some kind of sexual question. Spinux says, "Can Charmy give him a hug?" Yours says, "Can you say, take a gear beyond infinity in Jet's voice?" No to the Charmy hug.
Take gear beyond infinity!
What else is going on in the IRC? Yeah, Big does know Christina Aguilera. They're very close, if you know what I mean. Roboshi asks, would you like to create a hobo for the Horde? The original Radio Redux, there was like a hobo, I think. There was the old man. He was looking for his dog. What was his dog called? I can't remember his name. Sammy, that was it. It was all, the very, very, very first Radio Redux, there was all these characters that I had sort of half created. And one of them was this old man who was constantly looking for his dog, Sammy. I can't remember whether it was decided the dog had run off because he was so fed up of him, or the dog had died. I can't recall which. But he would always chime in and go, "Shammy, Shammy, I miss Shammy. He was my hero. He was my only friend. I got on with him so well. And now he's gone. Now he's gone and left me. I don't know where he is. It's not fair. I'm saying not fair. I fed him. I watered him. And now look where we are. I don't know anymore." Yeah, so it was always like that. So, I'm gonna break, I think, because I've been rattling on for far too long. And what we're gonna actually have now is Roboshi just said the free man. Which sort of works because portals sort of tie into the Half-Life 2 universe, right? And we're going to have a little bit of a portal mini session coming up for you now. Now, my good friend DC, who has been on Radio Redux several times before, got in contact with me on MSN the other day and said, "Oh my god, you must download this piece of music, you must download this piece of music now." And the piece of music that he demanded that I download now was by a individual or group or collaboration of remixers called Victims of Science. And what they've done a sort of remix of one of the pieces of speech that GLaDOS says, and that particular line is about the device has been modified. So this track is called "Device Modified," and it's just a really, really cool piece of music. After that, I say this ties in because X7, who's gone, wanted "Still Alive," which is the end music from Portal. So that ties in very well. What you're going to actually hear is actually the Jonathan Coulton, who was the person who wrote "Still Alive." Going to listen to his version, which is only available on the soundtrack CD, which I bought along with a Aperture Science mug, which is an amazingly cool Aperture Science mug, and my very, very cool Portal t-shirt as well, my Companion Cube t-shirt. So you're going to listen to those now. So yes, two tracks. One of them's listener request, and I'll be back in a bit. See you then.
Radio Redux.
And welcome to the Enrichment Center. Hello, and welcome to the Enrichment Center. Hello, your specimen has been processed. Hello, your specimen has been processed. Hello, your specimen has been processed. Hello, and we are now ready to begin the test proper. The device has been modified. The device has been modified. Congratulations. Was it worth it? The only thing you've managed to break so far is my heart. This isn't brave. It's murder. What did I ever do to you? You don't even care, do you? Please proceed into Android Hell. Android Hell. Weighted storage cube destroyed. Weighted storage cube destroyed. Weighted storage cube destroyed. Thank you for participating in this Aperture Science computer-aided enrichment activity. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Are you still there?
Radio Redux. Listener Quest.
This was a triumph. I'm making a note here. Huge success. It's hard to overstate my satisfaction. Aperture Science. We do what we must because we can. For the good of all of us, except the ones who are dead. But there's no sense crying over every mistake. You just keep on trying till you run out of cake. And the science gets done and you make a neat gun for the people who are still alive. I'm not even angry. I'm being so sincere right now. Even though you broke my heart and killed me and tore me to pieces and threw every piece into a fire. As they burned, it hurt because I was so happy for you. Now these points of data make a beautiful line and we're out of. I'd prefer to stay inside. Maybe you'll find someone else to help you. Maybe Black Mesa, that was a joke, ha ha, fat chance. Anyway, this cake is great, it's so delicious and moist. Look at me still talking when there's science to do. When I look out there, it makes me glad I'm not you. I've experiments to run, there is research to be done. All the people who are still alive, and believe me, I am still alive. I'm doing science and I'm still alive. I feel fantastic and I'm still alive. And while you're dying, I'll be still alive. And when you're dead, I will be still alive. Still alive. Still alive.
Radio Redux.
Hey guys, back again. So, that was those two tracks, as I've said. Both versions of Still Alive can be found on the Orange Box soundtrack. The remix that you heard beforehand is not available on the Orange Box soundtrack. That is a fan remix. Look up Victims of Science in Google or whatever it is you use, Yahoo, web crawl, if that's the word. And download that, and that'd be pretty groovy. So, what else do we have? There's no other questions have been coming. Blake Draco, who's listening in, but is not in the IRC chat room, who's actually also typing up the show notes, so he can now, at this moment in time, says, put down the show notes, a UK talks about Blake Draco and how amazingly hardworking and cool he is. Says about the burning down of the White House, says it was 1814, during the War of 1812, that the White House was burnt down. There seems to be a debate about being the British or the Canadians. Probably at that time, the British were the Canadians, so who cares? It was burnt to the ground. War of 1812. I'm now going to go on to one of the things that I've been trying to get done for ages, which was the 6 degrees of sonic separation. Now, I must admit, this has become a bit of a rod for my own back, this section of the show, in that I have to get from something. It could be, you know, a piano, or plaster, or flags, net curtains, you know, it could be a desk, it could be carpet, it could be a small fluffy dog called Benjamina. But all of these have to get to Sonic the Hedgehog within 6 steps. Now, admittedly, said steps could be huge, they could be small, they could be damn contrived, but as long as I get there, that's the whole task. Now, I'm rather pleased to say I actually did this next one, this one from Joe Forever, without actually referencing anything once. I didn't referencing any website or anything. So he asked me to get to from Tim Allen Sonic the Hedgehog in one step. Tim Allen's most recent successful film, which can turn through a whole lot about his career at the moment, was the film Galaxy Quest 1, which also starred alongside him Alan Rickman. Alan Rickman was, in a sense, playing the role of Leonard Nimoy, whose character Mr. Spock is often confused with Dr. Spock. Dr. Spock obviously wrote various books on parenting, and he's actually in the Guinness Book of Records as to do with, you know, the most number of parenting books sold, or whatever it is, but that's five. And who, guess who else is in the Guinness Book of Records? It's Sonic the Hedgehog. So, six. That's your 6 degrees of separation for Tim Allen. If you want to make a suggestion for 6 degrees of Sonic Separation, please mind your own business. It's part of me to go on with at the moment. And the less I get in, the better. So, what's going on in the IRC? What are we talking about? Well, not much going on. Roshes, you've refreshed the Eon thread for another Triforce of questions. He also sang about Bilbo Baggins. Okay. Don't know what that's got to do with it, but there was a man called Bilbo Baggins. He stood at 2 feet 1. As if you're not in Hobbiton, he'd go and have some fun. Because there was a whorehouse down on Greenhill Street. Samwise Gamgee came and said it's pretty neat. So, more questions coming up. The quest thread, which is the quest thread. Separation thread. Katana the Hedgehog, who's sharp like a katana, says, why are the Merry Brothers so super? I'm sure I answered this one. Yeah. Is Slick's middle name The? The answer is yes. But it's a The, but it's short for Theodore.
Oh my god, Shokari, it must be official.
And what's my favourite colour? My favourite colour is sort of aquamarine colour. That's my colour. Joe Prim says, please delete this post. John of Sonic fan says, if you were forced to use the real superpower of teamwork, what would you do? Laugh. Because the real superpower of teamwork is just the corniest line in the history of gaming, frankly. If I had to be forced to use the real superpower of teamwork, I would use, you know, a massive hammer. And the partnership with that massive hammer would destroy everything. How many Sonic games have I beaten? Oh, that's a good question. In terms of beaten story mode or what have you, or in terms of completion, it's completion, utter completion, it's not that big. About 7, 8, around that number. It's a bit difficult to say exactly. Have I been able to contact Dimex at Sonic Star yet? Not since he last contacted me. I did say on the previous show that he is okay, everything's fine, he's just working on some bits and he's very busy. He'll get back to Style as soon as he can. And Jordan also says, who was that stalking you a couple of nights ago? I didn't know anyone was stalking me a couple of nights ago. Someone was stalking me a couple of nights ago. Hold off, you bastard. God's gone. Okay. It's gone. It's a big SOB that. So yeah, Summer of Sonic. Are you going to Summer of Sonic? You should be. Quite a few people have signed up already and said there's some pretty cool stuff going on. It's a lot of work. Trust me, the amount of just if it's half as good as I'm hoping to help make it, it's going to be just amazing. My big worry is that the hall's not big enough at the moment. To be honest, if it doesn't matter if you don't come at the beginning of the day. Okay, this is making that quite clear. If you turn up at 10 en masse, we might be in trouble. So if you don't come a bit later, that's perfectly fine. We'll still be there. Spinox says, why are lethal injections sterilised? They're in case, presumably, that. In case the needle's dirty. You don't want to get AIDS. my dirty needle. Bot says, can I make it then with regard to the Brotherhood of Metallics sequel? No. I've said no. This game's asleep. Oh, that was meant to be doing something over there. To be honest, I don't know what he's doing over there. I'm not quite sure, but, yeah. Earthlock says, does this mean I also get crowd... Oh, is it actually... He also gets crown controller duties. Yeah, you get to prevent any royalty from entering the event. That's your thing. Fancy I still hear the helicopter. Look, I come. Right, I'm literally leaning backwards away from the PC now. Okay, there's nothing else I can do about it. Sorry. Right. You'll have to cope. Speed up, answer number one. Who do you find more attractive out of the Blaze, Amy, Rouge, and Cream? Well, one's a cat, one's a hedgehog, one's a rabbit, one's a slut. I don't know, you tell me. It's the USB device causing the helicopter. I don't... Oh, happens on Roro Show 2. Oh, I see. I suppose I could pretend I'm doing some sort of terrible version of Treasure Hunt with Annika Rice. Would that help? That's a big Treasure Hunt. Okay, what we got here? More questions. Dark Gum says, since I became completely oblivious over the past 2 months, did Sonic Rex win the vote of the fans with naming the new race of characters in Sonic Chronicles? No. Off topic, is Walmart in the UK? Always wondered. Walmart owns Asda, so technically yes. Roboshi says, Roboshi actually answers that question. Fall Dragon Killer asks, how is Timmy? Is he going away for the summer? Oh, he's going... Oh, Four is going away for the summer. See, it's him Four, which is awesome. Timmy's fine. Timmy was going to go off to summer camp. I'm sorry, Timmy, you can't go to summer camp. Owing to the fact that we've decided not to spend any money on you. I've decided to spend the money on my wife. Her breasts and face are becoming rather saggy, so I sent her to get some plastic surgery to repair them. Don't worry, Timmy. It may cost a lot, but we've come up with an amazing scheme in order to regain this money. You'll be able to camp all year round. We're sending you off into the garden of your grandfather's old war tent. We're renting your room out to a couple of hookers. Dre Forever asks, if there is a first person and a third person, who is the second person? They're the person in between the first and the third person. Is AUK a myth buster? Yes. Yes, he is. How many myths have you busted or confirmed now? 7. Are you going to bust or confirm any other myths in the near future? 7. Given only these choices, would you fit the role of Jamie, Adam, Tori, Kari, or Grant? 7. Who is
in your opinion, who in your opinion would then play the roles of the others?
Seven.
And five, the conclusion, myth,
Seven.
That's the answer. The answer to all things is seven. No, that's not the Interceptor, Blake. Although I'm glad somebody else remembers the Interceptor, because that was an amazingly cool show. If it, let me explain the concept of the Interceptor, okay? You have a man in a black, a sort of Terminator light, if you like, with bad attitude and a bleach blonde haircut, riding around in the dark helicopter, and his name is the Interceptor. And basically you have a husband and wife team, and they each have on their back a big white case. This was the show. And they go from one place to another. They have to go, they're from opposite ends of wherever it is, and they have to make their way to a central place. And on the back of this white case is various little black targets. Now, if the Interceptor has, like, basically a laser gun, and you can go around and follow them in this helicopter and shoot them, and they might end up having to cross fields and stuff, this helicopter chasing them, and basically if he's able to hit the case accurately enough, it'll deadlock itself. So they have to work their way towards a central location where the key was to open the lock. Now, within one of the cases was £1,000, and the other case was empty. But it wasn't clear, nobody knew which case contained what. So, it was quite good, because he ended up being chased by an Interceptor on foot at some time. And it ended up being sort of being a standoff, because if you stood with your back to a wall, it was a question of time. But again, it was limited, there was a time limit on it as well. So, it was all pretty crazy. Yes, that was that. That was what? Very late 80s. On next week's show, we'll discuss the terror that was Scavenger with John Leslie. Both shows, if Roy ran off a cliff, would AUK do it too? Only if the cliff was very, very, very small. It was like, you know, foot high. Ram asks, if you were in Brawl, Kirby ate you, what power would he take from you? More importantly, what hat would it have? It would have... Kirby would go grey and wield a massive sword and be able to fly in some instances. Either that, or Kirby would turn grey and then pull out a massive Sega S and wallop people with it. That's what he would do. Rem also asks, if you were in Twilight Princess and you can't use your sword, what would you rather use? The boomerang, bombs, the hookshot, or the hammer? I've not played Twilight Princess, so I can't really answer that. But if you were in the Star Fox game, what animal would you be? A wolf, maybe. There we go, I'll be a wolf. Quite lots of questions in the forum. Actually, I'm almost out of questions in the forum. That's pretty cool. How royal, Yellow Stripes Ed asks, how royal are you in comparison to Heat? What? What are you talking about? I don't understand what you mean. The question is, where is reality and is it male? What? No. Just stop. That's all the questions on the forum. Thank God for that. More music's required. I say more music's required, so more music is required. What else did we have? Oh, it's all these tricks I was going to play. We're going to have a series of tracks now. We're going to have three, in fact. I'm going to tell you them now, for Blake's benefit, really. Coming up, we have Rumbling Highway for Mission Street, which is from Sonic Adventure 2. And then we're going to have from Sonic Rivals 2, Tepo of Race to Win. And then the last track in this little set is going to be Sonic, You Can Do Anything, which is from Sonic CD, isn't it? So, those are coming up for you. And then we'll have some more discussions, etc., after that. I'm Archie NGK. You're still listening to Radio Redux Live. My God, this show goes on for a long time, doesn't it?
And we're back.
So, why are you playing Brace to Win again, Winamp? Seriously, why? Stop. Thank you. We've actually had some more questions in. Roshi indicated that he actually done another post in the Eon thread, and there's another triforce of questions, he says. Para, can the Hulk break your voice? The Hulk can break anything. Because Hulk smash! Yeah, so, yeah, presumably you can. Wisdom, he says, do you know where Sega is getting their new characters? Because that must be one messed up talent agency. I don't know. Otherwise, I would have it closed down. I would steal its money and get it closed down for misappropriation. And Courage, would you euthanize your faithful companion to advance, even if it would never harm you or stick a knife in your back? I'm not going to euthanize Echo. How dare you suggest that? That's vicious and cruel of you, Roboshi. I'd never do that. Alternatively, I'd use the I wouldn't, and I'd use the door handle. You know, a lot of problems would be solved in the future with rampaging computers and stuff if only we left door handles on doors. Just saying. Think about it. There was a couple more questions in the IRC chat room that came through, and that was Speednuck says, "Amy then." I don't know, presumably, yeah. I think Amy's probably the most, I would say the most sane out of all of them, but she's the one the most livable with. But Spears actually has a serious question. Now, I know the sky should shatter with that revelation, but no, Speedlitz does actually have a sensible question. Are there any plans for any more Sonic collections, in brackets, hopefully including Knuckles Chaotix? That would be nice, wouldn't it? I can neither confirm nor deny the intention of releasing any more Sonic collections in the future. I would have thought there would be, bearing in mind things. Could you imagine playing Sonic Adventure 2 on your 360 and getting achievement points for that? That'd be interesting, wouldn't it? Would you fork out for it again? There's the question, because they're too big, these things, to sort of really put on the likes of your Virtual Console and your Xbox Live. So, it's a tricky one, isn't it? Would there be another collection? We'll have to see, won't we? That'd be pretty good. Vajur's woken up. What's the best question you've been asked while running your radio show? I think the best question I've been asked while running your radio show is the perennial one, which is, are you the Archangel UK who does Sonic Rex and Radio Redux? Which, you know, again, this would be the Captain Obvious section. What else have we got? Earthart asks, do you intend for Radio Rex to be this long? No, I just ramble on incoherently. And will you ever do another joint show? Yes, I will do another joint show. In fact, I've got this microphone here, this Wasit microphone, just so I can do joint shows with people actually here. That's the only reason I've got it, really. Otherwise, I'll use the headset. In fact, that might be a good idea from now on, is it? And this will actually involve some fiddling with a computer, which I don't particularly look forward to. But to avoid helicoptering... to avoid that, what I'll do is I'll use the headset next week, and next time we actually have someone here doing the show with me, then we'll use Mike Fur, that'd be the sense of being the most. Right. So, we're coming up. Well, speeding up to spoken again. What are you going to do when stretch if T-Bird comes back and wants to do team time? Oh, I said at the beginning of the first show that this season, if you like, Rebix Live will go on until tea time wishes to return, and then what me and T might do, him willing of course, is we might do a season for like 3 months alternately. That might be nice. That would go on really well. Then we do the odd, then when even when we're off, we'll do the odd show. That sounds good to you guys. Well, I'd have to speak to T-Bird about that. What, how have I caused your brain to bleed, Draboshi? Please explain. Is the YouTube your explanation, Raboshi? Just explain that Raboshi has put in a YouTube link in the IRC. Is that your explanation? Yes, no. Some sort of rubbing action. What? I'm not even sure I want to open this now. That's just wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong. See what it does. As we open that. Oh, it's the Ballad of Bilbo Baggins with Leonard Nimoy. Yes, I remember that. Yes. I actually do remember that as well. Which is rather scary. We actually have some more music to get through before the end of the show. Believe it or not. So, we're going to have that. In fact, what we might do is we're going to have a couple of tracks now. And then we'll have a couple of tracks to end the show. So, if you want to get your last bits of questions in the IRC, please do so. Please PM me the questions, as opposed to just typing them out in the IRC, just so I can find them a bit easier. If you could, please, guys. Cheers. So, coming up, we have from the Sonic Hedgehog remix album, we've got Love You Sonic, followed by Sky High Zone, which is actually from that hated game of mine, Sonic the Hedgehog 2 Game Gear version, 8-bit version. So we've got those two tracks coming up. So last round of questions in the IRC, last round. Ding dong, ding 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 ding, last orders. Last orders for anyone, last orders for anyone in on the night's line or anything. So get those in. I will speak to you after this music. Ooh, yeah.
White has woken up. Yay!
Feelings, you know it to be true. Wow, this is so cool.
Charmy Vader owns you all. That's what he does. He owns you all. He owns you all, man. So, we have some more questions through. Actually, that does tie in. Blake asks, are you the man of 1,004 voices? Which is rather sad, as I actually know the reference. What he's referencing there is actually referencing Chris Jericho, who used to bill himself as the man of 1,004 holds. In his battles with Dean Malenko, who was the man of 1,001 holds. 1,001 moves, I should say. That's really sad that I know that. But that's the answer to your question. The answer is no. I'm not the man of 1,004 voices. I am the man of one voice and various other variations on that voice, all of which are piss poor, frankly. Erfos asks, do you know what shows are on SSR? Yes, very, very good ones, like Earthheart Show. You should tune in. Speednax asks, okay, final question. Are there any plans for future Sonic DS games beside Sonic Chronicles Dark Brotherhood?
If there were, I wouldn't be able to tell you, would I?
Fail.
Also, what sort of things do you think they will have in them, i.e. spin-off and a Rush a Game new series? I think we can say that Rush is a sort of another sort of sub-series now. So there might well be another Rush game. Rush has been very successful, so there might well be another Rush game. I wouldn't be surprised if there was another DS version of something coming along down the line, because obviously you've got DS as the... so these games have been very successful, Sonic, and they're very popular, and you know, it's a good medium. It's a good medium for Sonic. I did ask the other day if there were any other plans to, if there were any plans to do Rivals 3, and I was told no. So at this moment in time, there is no plans or any kind of thing to do a Rivals 3. So PSP fans, sad. That was another question. Heather asks, when is your show? And the honest answer is, I really can't remember. If you don't know, then God help us all. I can't. There's so much been going on in my head this week. I can't remember. When is it? When is your show, Heather asks, and I'll plug it for you majorly. X7 put in a question, which was a question for this show. Who would win in a guitar battle, not quite to death, between Slash and Jimi Hendrix? Well, Jimi Hendrix would win the first two rounds, but they'd asphyxiate and then vomit. And Slash would win. Well, Slash wouldn't actually know he's won, because he'd be far too out of it. Hendrix would win. Earthheart's show, which you really should tune in to listen to, is on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Be there or be square. Any more questions in the IRC? Any more questions in the IRC? Yes, no, three bags full. SBO would be the emperor, wouldn't he?
If you would not be turned, then you will be destroyed. Spirits unite. Lightning fingers.
Roboshi asks, can he be a parallelogram? Yeah, sure, why not? So, that's it then. There are no more questions in the article. Oh no, Earthheart's chimed in again. What is it? Is it raining in London? Is it raining in London? Let's see. Doesn't appear to be. No, so I'm just sort of looking out the window. It does not appear to be, no. But then again, you know, it can't rain all the time.
So, that's all. That's all. It's been a long show. It's been 2 hours, whatever this megan is. Let's see. Oh, actually, it's not 2 hours. It's not been 2 hours. My goodness me. I thought it was 2 hours, wouldn't you? Again, it's hovering around the 1 minute 52 mark. I need to trim these shows down a bit, I think. Let's see. We've got a couple more songs before the end. The very end, which I wanted to play. So I'm going to play them anyway. Because, you know, I care. And coming up, we've got... from Sonic Rivals, Coliseum Highway Zone Act 1, and we're going to follow that with Ethno Circus Blazing Mix from Mirage Road, which is from, of course, Sonic Rush, the original Sonic Rush. Those are coming up for you in just a minute. But, yeah, tis all, my friend, tis all. I will see you next week, apparently, later time, 9 to 11. To be a lot of music on that show because I'm not going to be in the mood to do it. a lot of music, a whole lot of music going on. So, until such times as we speak again, I've been Nighthawk UK. This has been Radio Redux. A big thank you to all of you that listened, and I will see you next time. Bye bye for now.
Get on an extreme gear. It is a hidden city.